All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie.
I'm Jean.
And today, as you guys can tell, I'm better. I'm all better.
We have your sexy voice back.
Yeah. Well, I'm still kind of raspy, but in a cute and adorable way. And I still obviously got the coughs, but for sickness and other reasons. Anywho, so today we're going to record two episodes in one day because of the holidays.
She doesn't want to see me on Christmas Eve. That's what it is.
Actually, I do, because you guys, I'm going to try to get ahead on episodes. So we're going to test it. We're going to test it out and see if we can try to get ahead on this shit. Probably won't, because that's just how me and Jean operate. But we'll fucking try.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, I told myself I wasn't gonna cuss. I was like, dude, try not to cuss until you're at least like 5-10 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Like, try to do it a minute in. Anywho, sorry, y'all.
Well, whoever got the 58 seconds, you won.
Huh. If it now has turned into a game. Oh my God, and by the way, before we get into these super sad like holiday murders... I was walking around the store and I heard the cute little banter of, do you think that's her? Is that her? Do you think that's her? But then no one came up to me. So just know it is me. You can always come say hi. Hi.
I always she will make... not. She will not chase you down if you're like, I listen to your podcast.
No, I won't. Yeah. I won't. But like, I'll say hi to you and everything. So just know that I'm a nice kid.
I was kind of spicy.
You were scared of me at first?
Well, you come off as a scrapper.
Because I am.
Yeah.
But I'm super nice. I really am. And I love the people. I really do. And my brother, by the way, I've gotten word that my brother is super stoked on his new assignment.
Oh, good.
So, you guys, when I say that he's talented, the dude's fucking talented.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
When they're on the inside, they send you.
Yeah, he is an amazing artist. Yeah. So these hoodies and stuff are going to be fucking killer. Ha ha. But yeah.
Yeah.
So we are going to do some homicide for the holidays episode reviews from the good old Oxygen channel, which is like my fave. The ID channel. Number one, Oxygen. Number two.
Yeah.
That's
They have a lot of good shows on there.
They do, but Dateline, I love Dateline. Big Dateline fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the ID channel has just so many that draw you in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, ooh, okay.
Well, you're done but with the whole season before you're ready for it. Mm-hmm. That's my only complaint. But, you know, Christmas time is a huge time where a lot of people are depressed and sad, whether they're
alone or whatever, yeah.
And so I don't know if that... And also, people are desperate, and so they want to rob the bank so they can buy Johnny the new BMX bike, you know? So mm-hmm. people get crazy during the holidays, you know? And I always thought, you know, I'll just talk to Johnny and he'll get an IOU for Christmas. Because me being in prison for burglary or worse...
Right.
You lose a lot of Christmases. So what is our Christmas massacre of the day? Is it a massacre or no?
We do have one massacre.
Mm-hmm. Bad family dinner?
No. I don't even know why they really called it a massacre. It was only two people, but...
Yeah.
It was brutal, I guess. So I guess maybe that's why they considered it to be like a massacre killing.
I thought it was more than...
But that's what I thought too, but I don't know. I didn't write that down because I was like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But they say, and I'm hoping it's just, well, I'm not hoping, that sounds like a dick move, that it's just because of the severe violence and unknown nature of the crime. Anywho, this one might be short and sweet. Maybe not. Who knows? Okay, so we are going back to 07.
2007.
Yes. In Lancaster Grove, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. Wide open spaces.
That's what they say.
Yep.
And we are going there the morning of December 25th. So, Jack, who is 65, and Ellen, who is 66. She is a homemaker, always has been. She was busy, busy, busy making treats. She was famous for treat trays and like little gift baggies for candies.
Great.
Cuteness.
Great.
That's what Jean's known for, guys.
Oh no.
If we don't get treats and sweets from Jean, it's really pissing me. It pisses me off. We've gone through it 1 year. And I got someone's leftovers. I didn't get one because I threw a fit. It was
You were on the list. So
I fucking better be. I'm your goddamn co-host.
I have 20 banana bread sitting on my table right now. Well, if Daniel steals yours, then I don't know what to say, but you can talk to
him. Then we'll be doing an episode on the death of Daniel. Who died over fucking banana bread.
Banana bread.
He won't mess with me. He won't. He just won't. Anyway, she was a homemaker. Super sweet old lady. They had two children, a son and a daughter, which how much more perfect can you get? The daughter lived a little bit a ways. She was a teacher. The son lived in Texas, which was about a 3-hour drive. So the daughter gets there for the holidays.
Okay.
She is the first one there.
Yeah.
She goes inside.
Yeah. To check on mom and dad, because
we're not checking. I'm here. Yeah, we're here. The children, the grandchildren. I mean, we're here for the festivities.
Oh no.
Uh huh. And when she goes in, she thinks that she just sees like this big black garbage bag.
It's blood, huh?
Like it was blood. Blood. Oh, it was a pool of blood. Oh, mom and dad are dead. TV's still on.
She didn't have her kids with her, did she?
Everybody goes inside.
Oh no. Oh, no.
They didn't say the kid saw anything because the daughter got a bad feeling when she got in the house. Like she got in there and she's like, oh, something ain't right.
Yeah.
So I don't think she fucking told her whole family, like, let's go brigade and find out why, you know? At least I wouldn't. But anyway. So they call the police, obviously. The cops get there. The only thing that's messed up inside of this house is that the mat in front of the front door is rolled up. That's the only thing.
Kind of weird.
And his wallet is on, Jack's wallet is on the counter. It has credit cards and everything in it, but no cash. TV's still on, everything else still there. So they obviously don't think it's a robbery right off the bat. Well, their nephew, Billy, would check in on them. He would bring them the paper. He'd go to the town, get the paper, take it to them.
Were they pretty isolated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that part. Sorry.
Well, yeah, because they're out in the Oklahoma.
Wow.
You say, wide open space.
Rural area, of those places, it's a 20-minute drive.
And it's a cute, small little town. I mean, they have neighbors, but they're not what we have.
Yeah.
You know, there's some distance.
Yeah.
Not much. The one neighbor was closer than the other. But anyway, so they were the ones who were like, well, we saw Billy.
Uh-huh.
And Billy, when the cops talked to Billy.
Billy goes to check on him anyway.
Yeah, and he admits to it. He's like, shit, maybe I was the last one to see him alive. And that's what he says right off the bat. Like, I'm the last one to see him alive. And so when the cops hear that, they're like, okay, shady. But really, I get where he's coming from because you're in a panic. You want to know what happened. You want to get to the bottom of it. So he's like, hey, dudes, I was there. Come on, roll with it.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of the way.
Yeah.
We got to find these people.
I just saw them.
What do you mean? So, dead? Like, I did see them last.
Absolutely.
So I get where he's coming from.
Well,
and
maybe the cops should look at it. They're eager to help you.
Yeah, but they look at it in a shifty way because they're like, why are you eager?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see where he's coming from.
But really, I hate when cops say, like, oh, they didn't act the right way. What is the right way to find out any information?
Different. Yeah, everyone's different.
Because I guarantee if you came to my door and told me right now that Eric was dead, I'm not going to sit there and scream and break down in front of you. I don't believe so. I believe I'm going to take a moment and then I might break down. But like, I'm not immediately.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be like, bam, right off the bat. Because I have to like, you know, confirm. Find out how.
You'll have questions.
Where, when, why. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'll have a lot of questions.
Oh, fuck. You trust, believe. If someone ever dies and you roll up to my house, IFPD, you better have a lot of goddamn
answers.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Sorry, guys. Phone's the phone's being weird. For a second. We just gotta make sure it's recording as we speak, because I don't know.
Back on.
Anyway.
Thanks, folks.
Sorry for we that, need to guys. Have God, that is music. Weird.
Technical difficulties.
Music. That was really weird. But anyway, so, the case goes cold, obviously, because they don't, the nephew checks out. Well, the only thing they get from the house that's like.
Was there footprints?
No.
Under the windows?
Mm-mm.
No forced entry?
No, the only thing was the rug. Oh, and they did find a palm print in the kitchen.
Palm print? Nobody mm-hmm. had a surveillance camera. 2007, no. People had them back then. Don't look at me all crazy.
Well, no, but.
So the case went cold.
Yeah. So in 2008, this guy, Justin Watkins, comes forward and he's in jail. And he gives this story and he's like, yeah, I did it, blah, blah, blah. But the story he gives doesn't match up. And they're like, okay, no. So they're like, this is not the guy.
Okay, wait.
He has mental problems. Like, he has problems.
Okay, I'm going to say, why would somebody commit or say they were going to committed a crime and they didn't?
Well, he admitted to it and everything else, but then, like, when they went to do it, he took it back. Like, he got back on some type of medication, and then he took it back. And he's like, oh, I fucking didn't do that. Like, you guys are crazy. And so they really didn't have anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, to mm-hmm. get him to be there. But anyway, so,
they didn't have any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Sometimes they pay attention to evidence.
So it says that he lies or whatever, okay? So then the test for the palm print comes back in 2012.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the goddamn funeral parlor guys. He gloved up after he got in there. And for some reason, his palm was on. He didn't glove up in time before he touched something.
Uh-huh.
So, they found out when he went to go and get a gun.
Prints matched.
Yeah, so it came back to just one of the guys from the crime scene that were there to get the bodies.
Oh.
And okay. He was shot in the head. They both were. And Jack was underneath a chair. Like, where he fell. It was weird. He was positioned in a weird way, so they didn't understand, but it makes sense. It made sense when they got the first story.
Uh-huh.
Because they were like, okay, some things are off, but they make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy said when he was there, the last thing he knew that they were doing was Jack was in the shower and Elaine was baking.
Mm-hmm.
She was still putting the last finishing touches of her plates together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a minute.
So that's what she's doing. Well, it comes back. He admits it again. They have to petition a counselor, a psychologist of some sort.
Same cat in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail. Justin's in jail.
Yeah.
And so they have to petition the counselor to tell them what Justin said. Justin admitted it to the counselor, so they took him back. They took him to court. He took a plea deal because he was going to go after a mental health problem. Then this is 2 decades after the crime. Okay.
2017?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So.
That's not fair for the family to have to wait that long for some type of closure.
No. And so he takes a plea deal to 2 counts of murder, got 40 years.
Okay.
Of second degree murder and got 40 years.
In Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm. And he went to rob him. He got money off of Jack. Like, the money was missing for a reason. But I guess it was a misunderstanding and the why the rug was rolled up at the door is because him and Jack got into like a tussle at the front door. And then Jack obviously just was led to where the kitchen area was, where he ended up being shot. Yeah. So. Huh. It was super sad. It was just like a case of like the whole wrong thing. Like it was the wrong house, wrong thing. But shit had already gone to where it had gone to.
So it was just a random burglary? Yeah. He was just messed up on the address?
Yep. Just random shit, dude. Sadly that these two great, old, amazing grandparents, my parents still, I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
That people, well, he claims he was all messed up and on drugs and all that, but that's no defense.
No, that's no defense at all. Because now then that poor daughter and her kids and then one son drove up from, what'd you say, Texas?
Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how horrible. Like, the whole thing was super sad, and they looked, like, I love it when they show old school pictures of people. Like, I'm talking, like, old school pictures. I love them so, so much. I just love them to pieces. And it's just so sad. No one should ever have to go through that on Christmas.
No. Because that was Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And it took them 10 years.
Yeah, it was horrible. Jeez. But he got a plea deal just because they weren't 100% sure that what they had was enough to go to trial with.
So he didn't leave any evidence?
No. Apparently. No. Just as what he told the counselor. But anyway, so that's the story from Jack and Elaine from Oklahoma. Okay. You guys.
What's this story?
This one's super sad.
Okay.
Super, super sad. Okay. So we're going to Florida. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. What part?
Southwest. No. Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
Uh-huh.
I think that's below Orlando.
They had moved. This couple was the sweetest, cutest couple everybody thought. Like when they moved into the neighborhood.
Young?
Yeah, young, cute, young kid. They had a 2-year-old child. Just adorable. She was a nutritionist. And he did some type of gardening, landscaping deal. So this story is about Steve and Michelle. And it is season 3. Episode 1 of Homicide on the Holidays. Oh my god, it's just so sad. Okay. So, in 2005, in Christmas, this house is decked. It's Florida, so I mean, lucky them, there's no snow. So, like, they have a beautiful tree. Mm-hmm. The stairs are decorated. Everything's just adorable. Mm-hmm. Steve's family is over. They do the shenanigans. Everybody leaves. Whatever have you. The 27th rolls around. And a call comes in to the police. And there's no one there. You can hear a baby. But that you can hear a faint baby. Mm-hmm. You can hear someone mumbling, talking, whatever. So the cops are like, hey, that's a deadline. Maybe the parents went outside when they thought the baby was sleeping. Baby's awake. Go see where the parents are. So they go to do a welfare check on this family. Mm-hmm. And they find Steve shot in the head. In between the bed and the nightstand. Mm-hmm. And he's dead. That's the only thing with him. Michelle is laid out on the floor with her arms spread and her legs spread open. Okay?
Oh, no.
And she, you could tell that she fought for her fucking life. Mm-hmm. She was beat to a pulp, but she died from strangulation. they didn't find anything at the DNA, I mean DNA at the home, except for there was some male DNA, unknown male DNA on a bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And under her fingernails, because she fucking fought. Yeah. Like, this was not an easy takedown of any sort.
Well, mama lion.
Steve died first.
Mm.
So, so they have no idea what the hell. So they're asking the neighbors, do you guys know anything? Yeah, the baby, when they get there, that's all they find is the 2-year-old. The 2-year-old, and he's covered in blood.
Oh, honey, oh.
He has blood all over his nightgown.
Oh, honey.
And so...
I get upset.
The neighbor, Dean, was downloading all of their Christmas videos from Christmas onto his computer. And his cousin heard some screaming. But she was like, what the fuck is that? But he's playing stuff. She hears screaming. You know what I mean? It's kind of like...
Were they in the same house?
Yeah. No. Oh. This is the neighbor.
Oh.
They're in like a neighborhood.
Okay, gotcha.
They're in a
gotcha.
Neighborhood. So we wife, have a neighbor here, neighbor here.
Yeah. So wife didn't know if the blood curling scream was from...
No, cousin. Yeah, cousin. She didn't know. She was like, I heard it, but like I didn't hear enough to tell you where it was coming from, why it was coming from, whatever. So, all the next, the other side to her, that neighbor, the only thing that he knows is the cops pound on his door and hand him a baby and say, you gotta hold on to, watch him, please. The cop is bawling. And she's like, it's the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, what happened in that home is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. For them to break professionalism.
Too. Yeah, and she's
Isn't
bawling.
There a whole CPS type process?
Well, dude, they just have to get him out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay. They have to figure out what the fuck happened. He just cannot be there.
Yeah.
And the neighbors know each other or whatever. So he does. He watches the baby or whatever. So he knows.
Hopefully changes clothes and...
Oh yeah, God. I think the cops took his clothes for evidence.
He's probably trying to hug on mom. Oh my God.
Well, in the video, in the audio, you can hear get up and something else. So he is trying to wake one of them.
Yeah.
Probably his mom. Because she's sprawled out on the bedroom floor right in front of the door.
Yeah.
So that's how they find her. So they've only lived there for a year.
Yeah.
They moved for Steve's job is the impression that everybody has.
Because
from the outside looking in, this family is perfect. Okay. But sadly, it's not.
No.
So they move because Michelle was having an affair.
Oh.
And they moved from Minnesota to Florida.
Okay.
When the job opportunity came, they took it as a way to start fresh from the affair.
Fresh and new. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You do what you need to do. Yeah.
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 So they do that and they move there. So, the only thing the neighbors also, I forgot to say, the only thing the neighbors could remember is that they heard a bike. And it was so funny because the one neighbor, he says, yeah, I heard the bike. I remember saying, who the hell is driving that fast down this road?
I have a couple neighbors like that.
Yeah, so he heard it and the bike came back twice. It came back late and came back early, and I will explain why.
Mm-hmm.
So, they go
well, and
before.
Bikes are pretty distinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like creeping up with a Nissan or something.
No, and they saw a weird guy in a hood. Neighbors report seeing a weird guy in a hood on a bike and hearing a bike. The ones that didn't see him heard him.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that saw him described what they saw, but no one saw his face or anything like that.
Mm.
So,
was it a Harley?
No, actually, it was like some gay-ass little dirt bike or something.
Oh, well, yeah. See, yeah. There's different sounds for it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, before they get murdered, they go to Steve's company Christmas party.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Uh-huh. Like a hoot.
Would they get drunk?
Oh, she fucking wishes that's what fucking went down.
Oh.
So they are sitting at a table with a couple named Kelly Blue and Fred. Good old Fred. Anywho. And Kelly Blue gives Steve a very expensive, not what you would give your coworker, keychain. And the neighbors tell the cops, they're like, dude, this whole time they lived here, this is the best couple in the world, except for...
last night.
No, they recently got in a fight because Steve had went and purchased a new vehicle.
Oh.
And so she was upset.
Did he not talk to her about it?
No.
Well, that's enough to yell at your husband.
Yeah, so they're arguing about this.
You gotta have communication.
And then this hoe comes up at the Christmas party and gives him a very expensive, weird key thing. So she straight asked this bitch. She's like, are you fucking my man? She's like, no. Best friends. We're just good coworkers. So, you guys.
That's her taking a deep breath.
So, they call Michelle's ex, the affair guy, affair guy, back in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I never left the fucking state, so R.I.P. That's probably not what he said. I'm not quoting him. But you know what I mean? He's like, there's, I don't know, that's super sad. Tell me when the funeral is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's out. Then they go back to the neighborhood, and they're like, hey, y'all, what did you see? And then they're like, oh, no, I saw a dude. It had to be a dude. So then they're like, man, we got to look into this couple's here.
It was a coworker. Sorry, I get excited.
She thinks.
Go ahead.
So they do. They look into it, and they do find sexual conversations.
Uh-huh.
Inappropriate conversations.
Between Steve and Ding Dong.
Between Steve and homewrecker Kelly Blue. And, so...
It takes two to have an affair.
Oh, it sure does.
Okay.
It sure does. But this is... This, people, number one reason, and the story we're covering next, number two, don't. God damn it.
Don't
just,
be a cheater, Pam.
Hold on. It's you know, hold on. I'm going to tell you why you don't.
Don't be a cheater.
So anyway, they look through it and they're like, oh, so Steve and Kelly are having an affair.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's
fucking fuck faces.
Steve's revenge, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's what they come up to, is that he was kind of like, well, she did it, so I'm going to do it. So they pull Kelly in, and at first she's like, yeah, I just recently broke up with Fred. Fuck Fred. But he's still living in the house because he ain't got nowhere to go, and we have a 5-year-old daughter, and I'm ruining our whole lives that we've created, and I'm just doing it. And they're like, bitch, try again. We've read some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know.
So she was fighting with the...
No, she broke up with him.
Oh, okay.
She stopped her whole life. Okay? And so she finally breaks down. She's like, I know he was married. I know he has a kid. I know. I'm a horrible person. Yes, you are. And she breaks down. And she goes, the last time I saw him was the night before the murders. We met up at work. We fucked. We went our separate... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fucking horrible people. Sorry. Bad.
Well, sometimes the secret rendezvous behind the bushes.
So, she left... Her and Fred had a 6-year relationship and a 5-year-old daughter. And she knows about the whole thing or whatever. So, it comes back. They get Fred's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's... It's Fred.
The DNA from her fingernails.
Uh-huh. And the semen. Mm. So.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Yes. Fuckface, Fred. Anywho. So, what they find out happens... Well, this is not what they find out. This is what they assume happens because...
What they've concluded.
Yes, because Fred gives two very different stories of said event. So, October 1st, 2007, he goes to trial. It's a hung jury. Uh-huh. Okay? So, in that trial, he's like, check it out.
Is this the real story or the pretend story?
No one knows the real story.
Oh, good.
Okay. Till this very day. This is all what they assume, what they think maybe could have, should have happened.
Okay.
So, he's like, see, what happened was she found out. And so she, in her anger and her rage and her heartbreak and her worriness that her family is going somewhere, going to be destroyed, this chick is going to come and take everything that she's worked for, mm-hmm. all this. Then she sits down for a second and she's like, oh, ho, ho, fucking Kelly got some man too. So Michelle, they believe Michelle calls Fred and tells him. Like, just so you know, my husband's fucking your old lady. Mm-hmm. They be trifling motherfuckers.
And I don't appreciate it.
And I don't appreciate it. Yeah. And so he says that they go and they meet up and they fuck because they console each other. So they're like, oh, we're so sad. Let's fuck. And she's like, ditto.
Guys, this is not how you fix it.
That's a lie, by the way, guys. Don't, let's not tarnish Michelle's name. That's not what happened. Well, but,
yeah.
So 4 months later, they have a new trial. And now he's like, I don't know where they live. I don't know nothing about them. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And he's a lot cockier. Like, he's like, I've already gotten away with this shit once. I'm bound to do it again. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, he ends up telling three different events of what happened. Mm-hmm. Three different stories. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So the one, now we'll go back to the bike coming back two times.
Okay.
So they assume that he kills them, he rapes her, he beats her. He kills Steve first and then takes it out on her. Which is weird.
Well, yeah, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, which is weird.
She is a 2-year-old. Your life is what that 2-year-old
wants. Yeah, but like killing Steve should have been enough.
Yeah.
And he rapes her. But she saw it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was in a rage and...
Who knows? I just don't believe that it was just like, oh, I just... They say that he kind of hinted that he was going to defend Kelly and he was doing it in Kelly's honor. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe that's the story, and I won't put that on Kelly. Obviously, she's going to live with enough.
Yeah.
As I, so is this sorry, I believe, deserved karma. Yeah. But this is what happens when you fuck around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just bad leads to bad leads to bad.
Bad leads to bad. You know what I mean? Yep. If you even think for one fucking second that it's going to lead to something outside of what you have.
Or you can have both.
Be a respectful person and tell someone. Mm-hmm. Don't go be shady and do shady shit because you're putting not even your life, but your fucking family's life at danger and you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. You don't know who you're fucking with. And that's the bottom line to this sad, tragic story. Mm-hmm. But they believe the second time he came back around, hold on, Mountain Dew break.
Well, jealousy and...
Well, they believe that his parenting side of him felt bad. And so he went back, called 911, and gave it to the baby and left.
Oh.
He knew the baby was going to wake up.
Yeah.
And by the time he got back, the baby was awake. And so the cop said they like to assume that's why he went back. Was to let someone know about the baby. So that's super sad. But anyway, the jurors of this second trial, they have no sadness. They take...
They don't feel bad for him.
Oh, hell no. They take 6 hours. Boom. Guilty. For 3 life sentences, 2 counts of murder in the first, and robbery is what he was caught for. Oh yeah, his name was Fred Cooper. But yeah, he got 3 life sentences in Oklahoma. Good old Oklahoma. Okay.
So both of those were Oklahoma.
No, one. I mean, that was Florida. Sorry. Fuck. Oh, Florida. Sorry, Florida. Shit. Shit. Sorry. And they lived in the Gatewood, Florida Hill. Like the Florida Hood. I wrote Hood. So tell me, Florida. I'm probably just fucked that
probably
all up.
Probably Hills. They have a lot of those gated communities, though. Because
but it was like a really cute community, dude. Yeah,
you can't fuck around in Florida.
And everybody was just so saddened. And like the one neighbor, he's like, you don't take a life for a fling that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And there's so much to that.
Oh, yeah.
Like that poor baby didn't do a damn thing wrong.
Hopefully has parents and isn't,
family.
Family and isn't stuck in foster care.
I don't know. They never said what happened.
Oh, honey.
So, and if they did, if you guys watch this and you guys are like, yeah, they did say what happened to the kid. Now, we're going to have like a little laugh. Because I'm going to tell y'all how I got this. How I got the research for this episode.
It is holiday time, too. So
it is.
We've been banging with plans.
Yeah. So, I was walking around doing my job still. Because I'm a good... I don't give a shit. I'm really good at doing 2 things at once. And I don't do it a lot. So, I mean, sue me if you get mad. And believe me, no one of authority listens to this. I don't believe so. Anywho, but I was walking around taking notes, right? And like, oh my gosh, these people are coming up to me and talking to me. And like, I'm helping them, obviously, but in my head, it's like comic because I'm laughing because I keep trying to remind myself. I'm like, they were shot in the head. They were shot in the head. Oh, yeah, that Barbie's right over here, ma'am. They were shot in the head. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Like, I'm trying to remember shit so I can get back to my cart to jot it down.
Write notes, yeah.
Yeah, to do my notes real quick. Mm-hmm. And it was just a hoot and a half. And
next time, just write little initials.
Right? Like, you guys, usually, I'm not even kidding. Usually, dude, it's like my notes are cute. It tells a story. There's times, there's dates. It's cute. It's in a row. I know what the hell's going on. These, I don't even know how I told you guys half this shit good in the job. Right row.
We're proud of you. Good job.
So, just, you know, it was fun. Good old fun times. So if you guys watch these and you guys are like, oh, she didn't say that, I was probably helping someone. And I like for didn't hear that part. I did watch both episodes twice.
Yeah.
So I will say that. Technically 3 times for the first time. And then the 2 times for the research. So 3 times.
Yeah.
So yeah. You guys, murder on the holidays is so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Because, like, that's a day. Like, and I understand it's harder on the 2nd of June as it is on Christmas when someone dies tragically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The dates are still just as tragic.
Yeah.
But the holidays, you kind of feel like a douchebag for, like, celebrating it.
Yeah. You don't know if you should or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel anyway. I'm not going to speak for these families, but, like, that's how I would feel. I would kind of be like, well, I don't want to have everybody over here to laugh and be merry and
mm-hmm.
everything else when these 2 critical people are obviously missing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just heartbreaking. And especially like the holidays where you don't think that that's the last time you're going to see that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like his damn parents had left. His family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the neighbors still have family at their homes.
Yeah.
So it's just... you affect a community.
Well, and that man, Fred, must have known that Michelle and Scott.
Steve.
That they had a baby, too.
He did.
And so, he's a dad of a youngster.
They ate dinner at the party together.
You really think that murdering this person is going to fix it? What you do is if
you beat Steve's ass.
And you can't, yeah, there you go. That's a normal thing to do.
You know what I mean? You threaten murder.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking come near my old lady again, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just beat his ass one good time. Well, she obviously probably won't take you back after you beat him up, depending on what happens with his wife. But, I mean, if you're really going to be that low of a person, there are consequences.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly. Absolutely. And, like, it happens. And, sadly, sometimes it's fucking murder. And it's just not okay.
It doesn't make sense. You don't have to take it that far.
Like, yes, ever. I call Kelly a homewrecker and all that shit. But I truly grieve for her. Like, whatever she must deal with on a day-to-day basis, knowing that there is a child out there with no parents because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of her, but her and him.
The affair.
Their actions. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you live with yourself? Well,
someone's dead. Someone that you had feelings for.
Is dead.
And another person.
Yeah. And you also, not only did you just break up with, like, break up with him, but or whatever, we won't even talk about that case.
She was gonna steal Steve away and live happily ever after.
That's what they had planned, and that's what the emails were discussing. Whether or not Steve was actually truly going to leave,
or just telling her what she wanted to hear,
no one knows because she had found out about it and told the boyfriend, and then whatever happened. But also, I want to point out that, like, this woman had that gut intuition and goes to her and says, are you fucking my husband?
Yeah.
Have enough respect. If you're going to do something like that, be ballsy enough to stand in front of that wife and say yes.
Yeah.
And take that ass beating that you deserve.
Yeah.
Whether she even beats your ass. For all you know, she could have been like, oh, thank God, bitch, take him. Bye. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. But now you're responsible for her death. And that is just horrible.
And you still don't get the man that you want.
Yeah, and now you're manless.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely manless.
Dude's in prison. Yay. You know.
You know what I mean? Now your kid, now your kid's fatherless, but they can still talk to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
This baby was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, and you, like, him in the home, and just the whole thing. People that kill with children in the homes are just such punk-ass bitches.
Yeah.
Dude, like, just such a punk-ass bitch move. Drives me insane. And affairs do just really boil my blood to no end.
Mm-hmm.
And there are consequences, dude. Things happen. Things happen. Rage, emotions, love, jealousy, the big green monster.
Hate.
Dude, it does a lot to a person.
Yep. But I always remember, and because I've had to deal with it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I always want to be the bigger person and be like, you know what? You don't even bother me. And I will not beg.
Right.
I'm not begging. So, if, you know,
that's so, yeah.
That was my approach. And, I mean, yeah, you're mad at the lady, but...
I mean, yeah, and it does take two, but...
You're mad at your partner who's broken that trust and made you feel this way. Everybody forgets about that when they go and key her car and stuff like that. Well, dude's sitting right here.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's why men do it, is because the punishment's never grave enough, because it truly always goes to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It really always does. It always goes back to it being a girl problem. And you go and you make a scene and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you key her car. You don't key his car because you two probably share the car. You know what I mean? And you ain't going to go destroy your own property.
Yeah. I have a friend that the side chick went and broke the back passenger.
Oh, hell no.
Of her car. Well, that's where her son sits all the time.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
and
no.
And so I was helping her vacuum all of this stuff. You know how the way that glass breaks and shit? And she was the main chick. She was
yeah, like and the by the way, chick. Side bitches, just a side note. If this is your profession, and I know this is a profession, and whatever, fucking freedom of whatever, you're fucking free to do whatever you want with your nasty pussies, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Sorry, really hateful, and if that's what you choose to do, really, peace and love, but...
It's hurtful.
It's hurtful, and yeah. I just don't like it.
No.
But anywho, like, if you're the side hoe, you have no damn right...
To do anything.
To destroy no one's property.
Yeah. No.
Not one. If I'm the wife and I want to come bust up your house, damn it, bitch. You sit in that busted house and you know why.
Dude, we vacuumed that seat for 45 minutes. And Dylan still found glass.
Oh my God.
It was ridiculous. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Certainly
like,
not a death sentence.
No, it's either. Not worth death, dude. No. You may hate that person mm-hmm. beyond all reason of a doubt. You know that when you read their obituary, there probably won't be a sad moment. And that's your deal, you know? Just know karma does come around eventually. People do get theirs. It doesn't have to be death, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it wasn't terrible when I went through, I was cheated on, you know, got mad. And I was like, you know what? I'll show you. Lost 80 pounds because I worked out 5 days a week. Thank you, Tybo and Jillian Michaels. You yell at your TV.
Right? She just got banging.
Seriously?
Well, like, okay.
That's how I handled it because you burn a lot of calories. It's a 90-minute workout. Good Lord.
Okay, well, since I'm... trying to use this podcast to better myself and whatever, I will admit the reason why I hate the side hoe so much.
Yeah.
The reason why. I've done it.
Yeah.
I was that person.
Oh.
And I felt
I'll scratch
like,
your eyes out for you. Hang on, guys.
No. Dude, no, I truly felt like the biggest piece of shit in the world. Oh. But then it turned into this weird thing where me now him and well now his ex-wife, because girl be smart. They divorce, whatever. Me and her are still very good friends.
Oh, good.
Very good friends. It was a very horrible situation. I was a very horrible person back in my youth. I am
we
learning to admit
youth.
This.
Yeah, and we learned from our youth, too. That wasn't who you are.
So, yeah, that's why. So, I'm not just speaking from... And I've been cheated on deeply. Deeply hurt. So, like, I know both sides. And it's truly just horrible. But it's not a death sentence, and it shouldn't be.
No. No.
And it shouldn't be.
You move on, and that's it. You handle it how you handle it. Hopefully mm-hmm. do something that doesn't land you on probation.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good goal.
Yeah. Yeah, something. Don't kill people, though. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, yeah, guys, that is the new season 3 of Homicide for the Holidays on the Oxygen Channel. It comes on Saturdays. I watch it on Sundays. Bazinga. So, yeah, that's what it is for this. Sorry, my children. You guys, kids and dads and wrestlings, and it's just... Princess daughters, you know, there's crying. You guys probably can't even hear it, but I just have to say it because I feel like you guys can. They're perfectly fine. She just lost.
It's like the whole north wing of the house just collapsed.
Yeah, she's a very poor loser when it comes to things. And so when my daughter loses, she cries. Don't judge me. Anywho, so that's it. So, yeah, stay tuned. And I won't even post this episode till Tuesday anyway, but we are going to record Tuesday.
Awesome.
So, yeah, check us out on Instagram at It Is What It Is, Pod19, all one word. Twitter, It Is What It Is, 208, because that's where we're from. And the Facebook group is It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. The YouTube page is also It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And then you can also email us at itiswhatitispod19@gmail.com with any suggestions or whatever. If you guys have any ideas on what designs you guys would think would be cool, shoot me some ideas. I'll pass them to my brother and we'll see what wonderful pieces he'll come up with.
I'm excited.
So yeah. And then, yeah, you guys have a good fucking holiday.
Happy holidays, folks.
So see you guys later. Peace out.